Okay, this podcast is not recording itself. Yes, it's coming out very, very late today. Just be happy that you're getting a podcast at all. You know, considering that... never mind. I don't want to bitch about that. I don't know what I want to do. It's one of those days.
Just on the border of your waking mind, there lies another time, where darkness and light are one. And as you tread the halls of sanity, you feel so glad to be unable to go beyond. I have a message from another time.
The message is, go fuck yourself. Actually, the message is, the message is that it's really nice outside. It's overcast and it's cool. I kind of don't want to be in here podcasting, but here I am. Despite the fact that, never mind. I don't want to bitch about that. Great one. Are you going to bitch about something? You have to bitch about something, otherwise the podcast is going to be really boring. I'll bitch about some stuff. Just give me a minute. I'm working my way into this. It's been a busy couple of days. The podcast is late today because I spent all of yesterday, most of yesterday, dealing with other people's computer problems, for which I am paid $1 a minute, so I'm okay with that. I haven't totaled up the bill yet, but I'm going to be getting a big chunk of money. And then... the onslaught of work is starting to come this way. Theater shit is kicking in, so I've been working on that from home, which is always nice. Anytime you can do work at home in your own office, wearing nothing but your underwear with beer in your hand, that's pretty fucking good. Not that I've had to drink too much beer lately, because I had so much booze left over. I told you guys about all that free booze. I've almost killed that bottle of tequila. Bought some margarita mix, made margaritas, forced myself to drink those. It was rough. It was very, very rough. Speaking of rough, you know what's rough? I'm going to tell you guys what's rough when we come back after this.
For my country, I would die, and I will see it soon.
What I hate a lot of things. I've noticed this lately. Has anyone else noticed this? You go into restaurants. I think it's mostly been like restaurants and coffee shops in my experience lately. And first of all, they're usually playing god-awful music anyway. But I've noticed this new trend of the most god-awful cover songs. And why is my phone ringing? And I mean, there's cover bands that are okay, right? There's cover songs that are good. But then it's this thing where the cover songs are all these prosaic, and it makes you want to kill yourself out of misery. For example, the song you just heard, Love Vigilantes by New Order. I'm in the coffee shop the other day, and they're playing this music, and I hear this song, and it's like, I want to see my family, acoustic guitar unaccompanied, my wife and child waiting for me, acoustic guitar unaccompanied. It's been so long, you see. And I'm in a place the other day and I hear this song and I'm going, I recognize these lyrics, but I can't figure out what the song is. It's so fucking bad. And they're just going, it's like, come. And then finally I figured out, because they got to the chorus, and they're like, come with me to the sea of love. And the scary part is, I can't sing, but I'm actually singing it better than these people were. It was Sea of Love, which Honey Drippers covered that with Robert Plant. You know, come with me to the sea. Anyway, I'm going to stop singing because that's painful. Hold on. Let me see who the hell just called me. Let me have to see if I have to pretend I care. God. Why? Oh. So, I wanted to say hi. All right. I will find out. Not you guys. Time. All right. Somebody wants something. Anyhow, God, the fucking terrible music in places. Very low energy today. I'll just warn you right now because I'm dead serious. I really. So, anyway, yesterday, I told you yesterday was a lot of computer work. And I got up in the morning. I did some prep work, as in stuff I can do at home for upcoming theater stuff. We're in that phase of ordering things and coordinating things and making lists and checking them twice and all that other happy horse shit. And I spent hours fucking with some computer shit because somebody went into somebody's network and jacked things up. And it's one of the places I work for. It's a nonprofit, and it's a bunch of women. Oh, let's talk about women in the workplace. Because we know how the great one feels about that. Let me put that on my show notes. I have show notes here. We're going to see how this works out. Women at work. So it's a nonprofit organization. Nobody there knows anything about computers. I mean, just nothing. Completely helpless. And somehow or another, someone, and it took days. I mean, I spent like, I don't know, 10 hours probably total fucking with this over the course of days. Because it never occurred to me this was a possibility, because nobody knows how to do it. Somehow or another, somebody got into the network switch, got into the settings and changed it, changed the IP address of the fucking, there's a word for it, it's not, network switch is not accurate, it's like a router, but they changed the IP address of the router to be the same IP address as the firewall router. And like, nobody who works there would have the slightest fucking clue how to get in and do this, much less any reason to go in and do this shit. So anyhow, while I'm troubleshooting the problems of why the network is fucked up, that never occurred to me. It took forever to figure out. And I didn't figure it out on my own. Thank God I have smarter people than me that I can call upon for assistance when I need it. But we got it sorted out. And then after that, so I was there late, and then I freaking ran by a restaurant, slammed some food, and then went and joined my friends for our Tuesday night beer drinking, and had a good time. 2 hours, not one single mention of politics or Donald Trump. I didn't think they could do it, but they managed to go for 2 hours without talking about Donald Trump. I was really impressed, considering that both of these people are obsessed with Donald Trump. And then, you great one. Are you going to talk about women in the workplace? I didn't forget. So let's do that now before I talk about other girls. So I'm at the nonprofit organization, right? And I'm working on the computer. And so I'm there for hours. I think yesterday I was there for probably, 5 hours, something like that. And actually, I think this was not yesterday that this particular thing happened. It was the day before or the day before or something. But there's these two chicks who work there. And I'm doing the computer shit. And they spent like an hour and a half just standing there talking about, their family and their friends and their vacation and my kids and my ex-husband and how much work I have to do and all this shit. And I'm sitting there thinking, my God, girls, an hour and a half. And they did nothing related to the so-called mission of this nonprofit organization. It's a great one. Why do you worry if they suck so much? Simple. Their money is green. Their money pays my rent. When you have money, I will take your money. I don't need to agree with your fucking corporate or nonprofit or cocksucking mission statement in order to take your money. Not to mention the fact that everything I have with this organization, especially, everything is either mind-bogglingly complex, like the thing I just solved, where I still have no clue how this setting got changed, or it's mind-bogglingly easy. Hey, we can't, get the computer to connect to the Wi-Fi. It's like, well, did you go in and fucking click on the little thing and then click on the little thing and then type in the password? And half the time they didn't. And so I go in and I do that and I get paid for an hour. So it's fantastic. It's easy money. It's your money. It's a nonprofit. They're funded by the taxpayers. thanks a lot. God, thanks, dumbasses. Oh, man. Especially because you right-wingers, you're just terrified to turn off the welfare because, we couldn't have anybody being uncomfortable and, starving to death because they can't create value for other people. So, we got to keep that fucking welfare going on. We talk all this shit about how we're going to make America great again and save Western civilization. But as soon as you get around to turning off the welfare, all the right-wingers just piss themselves. Anyway, so there was women in the workplace. Did that. The brew pub that we went to yesterday is right around the corner from Trader Joe's. not trader as in rice trader, but trader as in you trade with the Indians and you give them blankets that have smallpox on them and kill them off so you can steal their land and then steal oil from the Middle East and then oppress trannies. Because I know that's what my white ancestors did when they came to the United States. Now, a couple of you out there may be asking yourselves, what the hell is Trader Joe's? Because this is what I said. Trader Joe's has been there, three years maybe? Some amount of time. If you care, I'm sure you can Google it. Trader Joe's in Fort Collins, established when? So many moons ago, I'm going about my business. I've actually told this story on the podcast before, but I occasionally get a new listener. I think I'm up to 9 listeners now. I occasionally get a new listener, and I know that none of you go back and listen to the previous 700 episodes that I've done, even though you should. Actually, you shouldn't. I don't recommend doing that because I recommend listening to some of them. Some of them are pretty fucking terrible. I've considered putting together a list of like the greatest hits, episodes you should go back and listen to. Problem is, since I don't really remember what I say in any episode of the podcast, I don't know how I would do that. Although I can say there are some series that you should listen to. If you're new around here and you haven't heard them, there are some I can recommend. There's the Why Statism. I think it's a 4-part series in which I explain why statists are statist, and it has to do with being afraid of everything. And then there's a series I did on the book Datanomics, which I explained that, oh man, and somebody, who the fuck was it? It makes me so happy. Great one, you're in the weeds. Fuck you. When I'm right, it makes me so happy when I'm not just right, but when I'm first. Okay. I already forgot what I was going to say now. Not about Trader Joe's and not about girls. The fuck? Oh my God, my brain. It's so nice. I really just want to take a shower and go outside. Because I got up this morning, spent like 3 hours again working from the house, getting shit done. And then I had to go to the office and print some shit out and check up on some things. Then I stopped off at the gym, did the workout, and then I came back home. Ate some food, watched a movie, which I'll tell you about in a second if I have time, if I don't run out of time because I'm tangenting. And now I'm recording the podcast, and I really just want to take a shower and go outside and enjoy this nice weather. Looks like it might rain. All right, what was I first and right about? What the fuck? It was that thing, but then there was something else. Ah, God damn it, my brain. This is why I need notes. Anyway, let's go back to Trader Joe's and maybe it'll come to me. That's what she said. Oh, and then episodes you... I remember now. Okay, whew, damn. See, I got back. It's like episodes you should listen to, Datanomics, and there it is. Okay, what? Okay. Now we're ready. We can start podcasting now. We're 20 minutes into this. Let's get going. Some odd years ago, I'm going about my business, just sitting about it, sitting around thinking about how much I'd like to, have the train stop going by when I'm podcasting, and thinking about how much I'd like to, kill trannies and torture homosexuals and all the other things that I do all the time because I'm just filled with hatred. And some female friend of mine comes up to me. She's like, "Oh my God, guess what?" I'm like, "What?" She says, "Trader Joe's is coming to Fort Collins." I said, that's great. And then I said, "What the fuck is Trader Joe's?" And "What do you mean? Trader Joe's?" I've Never heard of Trader Joe's. What is Trader Joe's?
Oh my God!
Once she was finished emoting about what a Philistine I am, I found out that Trader Joe's is a grocery store. You buy food there. This was a novel and new concept here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, is this building, and you go inside the building and they have food and you can buy it, which I'm pretty sure is capitalism, which most of these people hate. I said, okay, that's nice. And then Trader Joe's arrived, and all the girls that I know, oh my God, they're fucking, the panties were filled with cream because there was a Trader Joe's in town now. I'm like, okay, girls, you know, it's just whatever makes you happy. Well, yesterday, I went into a Trader Joe's. There's only one here in Fort Collins, as far as I know. I went into the Trader Joe's for the first time. And my friends and enemies, I can report to you, I have in fact verified that yes, they have food in there and it is for sale. It is the most revolutionary concept I've ever seen. And it's almost all hippie shit. There's like nothing on the shelves that you would see in a normal grocery store. It's all hippie stuff. And it was filled with chicks, and some of them were pretty hot. So now I'm going, you know what? I might have a reason to go to Trader Joe's. Because last time I went to Sprouts, there was like nothing there that was fuckable. It was really disappointing. And I went in there and it's like, oh, I'd bang that. Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, that's pretty good. So anyhow, I might be going to, what are you going to, you going to buy hippie food? No, I looked around. They really don't have anything I need other than fruit might be okay. And they have some tea. I bought this. It's Trader Joe's tea. It's this cherry and berry tea, caffeine free. And I bought a tin of that because that looked interesting because I like the tea. And made up a brew of that last night. It's pretty fucking good. So anyhow, we'll see how that goes. Speaking of chicks, I did approach a girl today. She was so busy on her cell phone, she barely noticed my existence. It was pretty lame. It was fine. All right. The great one being right. And being first at being right. Amongst the blogs that I read, God, I hate the word blog, amongst the websites that I read here lately, saw Rollo Tomasi wrote a thing about the red-pilled women and women pretending to be red-pilled and stuff, and Adam Piggott put out a post a while back talking about how the men don't need women coming in to save them and stuff like that. And I see these things and I think to myself, oh, hey, guys, thanks for showing up. How long ago did I do a 4-hour podcast where I responded to Dave Cullen's video where Dave is like, we need more women in the red pill movement because they can attract people to the red pill movement that we can't attract. And I said, yes, Dave, those are called beta males, and I don't want them around. If you're only here because you want to bang Lauren Southern, I don't want you around, okay? I would bang Lauren Southern, don't get me wrong. I'd put my dick inside of her, but I don't want to put my dick inside of her because she's red-pilled, and I didn't show up even... I'm certainly not going to call myself a member of the manosphere, and I'm not really sure if I'm red-pilled, because that's part of the problem. I have not yet seen an actual definition of what the fuck it means to be red-pilled. Now, I've read a lot of things, and people have talked about it, and this and that, and something else, but I've never really seen an official definition of what it means to be red-pilled, so I don't know if I'm red-pilled or not. If anything, I'm just fucking black-pilled. Great one, what does that mean? I don't know, but it sounds good. I've heard it used, I have no idea. Well, then I'm reading someone. I'm trying to remember who it was because I want to give the credit. I think it might have been the Z-Man, who I've been reading lately. Adam Piggott talks about him quite a bit, and Adam is a fan of the Z-Man. And I just started paying attention to the Z-Man's blog, website, writing. I don't know, maybe 2 months ago at the most. And he writes some good stuff. He is, of course, you know, again, he's one of these right-wingers who, when it comes down to it, is actually probably just a cuck. But, you know, because, again, like, Z-Man, you know, here, this is the question. Z-Man, are you willing to take voting away from women, and are you willing to turn off the welfare? You know, if your answer to both of those is yes, then maybe you're not a cuck. But, you know, as soon as I hear this shit, well, we can't let women not vote. You know, I hear, well, but we have to have some welfare because we can't let ye people starve to death. Yeah, oh my God, cuck. If it cucks like a cuck and it lays a fucking egg like a cuck and it's got a fucking feathers like a cuck and it doesn't want to turn off welfare like a cuck and it's scared to tell women to shut their mouths and go in the kitchen and make a pie like a cuck, then it's probably a cuck. Yeah, I don't really know if Z-Man's a cuck or not. I'm just saying he could be. I think it might have been Z-Man who wrote this, but I could be wrong. I may be picking on Z-Man for no good reason. Well, actually, if he did write this, I'm agreeing. Somebody that I read wrote this thing about how women are confused about what makes men attracted to them. And the thrust of the article was that women are attracted to men who are, you know, powerful and have good jobs and careers and are kind of obnoxious and all this stuff. And therefore, women, because they don't know what the fuck is going on, think that men are attracted to that in them. And so women behave like men, thinking that men will be attracted to them. Which, gee, I've been saying that for, 3 years? More? And in the article, this person also pointed out, quite rightly, that then you've got these young men who are equally confused. They are acting like women. They're trying to be all sensitive and touchy-feely and everything because that's what men are attracted to in women, and they think women are attracted to the same thing in men. So everybody's confused. I've never really talked about the men before because, as I always say when we get on these discussions, yes, men are equally guilty, and yes, millennial men are a disaster, but I don't need to critique men and their dating and attempts to attract the other sex and all this other shit because I don't care, because I'm not trying to fuck men. And in fact, the more pathetic men are, the better for me, because that's less competition. But it's just great. I'm sitting here, I'm reading this. Excuse me. And I'm reading this, and I'm reading this, and I'm going, wow, it's almost as if this person has actually bothered to listen to my fucking podcast. I've been saying this for years. It's so nice when you fucking right-wingers out there, which you're making America great, and I'm an alt-right, and I'm gonna fucking save Western civilization, and look how fucking awesome and manly I am. I love it when you guys catch up with where I've been for 3 fucking years. It's just great. Now, if I could just get you people to get on board with turning off the welfare. What else is on my list? I got a list. Anyhow, the reason I'm recording this podcast late today and putting it out late today is that I did not get ahead on recording the podcasting the way I said I was going to do because, number one, I'm a lying piece of shit. And because, number two, and I knew this was really going to happen because I know myself. Because, right, I told you guys, oh, I got all this time off. I'm going to get caught up on the podcast and blah, blah. No, I actually spent most of that time off not doing the podcast. I spent it doing fun shit, like riding the bike and trail running and going to the gym and walking around looking for girls to talk to. God, you know, here in the old town, Fort Collins, the downtown area, man, it has been really sparse pickings lately. I don't know what the fuck is going on. If I'm getting pickier, if the girls are getting more face piercings and tattoos and fatter, I don't know what's going on. Did prosaic music. Speaking of girls, let's talk about some happy stuff. So over in the downtown area here, they have one of those little splash pads, which is what it's apparently called. It's the little thing where the water shoots up out of the ground, right, at random intervals. And you go down there during the day and you see the kids all running around playing in it. And you see the mothers, and I'm always looking to see how many have wedding rings and how many don't, just to sort of get a gauge on how many single mothers are out there fucking up their children. The other day, I'm down there, and there's this little girl standing in the splash pad, and she's got her raincoat on. And I'm just like, why? And I mean, it's hot. It's 90 degrees or something. I'm like, why are you standing in the splash pad with a raincoat on? I didn't go and ask her. It was very funny, and it was very cute. I have to admit, it was cute. The other day, I go to the pie shop. Not that kind of pie, I wish. Go to the pie shop to get some pie. So they have all the pies in the counter there. And I'm standing there. I'm looking at the pies, trying to decide which one I want. And this mother comes over, and she's got her little daughter with her, and I don't know, the kids, I'm terrible at guessing age. I don't know, 8 years old or something, maybe. And the little girl's got the little, what do you call that thing, like the band that goes over your head, and it's got the little fake cat ears on it, and she's looking all cute and adorable, and she's looking at the pies, you know, and the mother, she's looking, and they're looking at the pies, and the little girl says, "Mommy, I think Daddy would really like a piece of the chocolate peanut butter pie." I started laughing. I looked at the girl's mother and I said, "Would Daddy really like a piece of the chocolate peanut butter pie, or would somebody else like a piece of the chocolate peanut butter pie?" And the mother says, "No, Daddy wants cherry pie. I think it's somebody else who wants chocolate peanut butter pie." I said, "But that's a really good tactic, right? If she gets you to buy that pie for Daddy, and then you buy her a piece of pie, and then Daddy doesn't want that piece of pie, she'll have to eat both of them." And the little girl, she's like looking at me like, "Don't give away my secrets, you asshole." It was so cute. See, girls, they're cute when they're like 8 years old. And then they shave their hair off and they get tattoos. And it's done, man. And they put that metal in their nose. Their little fucking little, what do you call that thingy? Like bull ring, so you can put the chain through it and lead them around. Little girls did that. All right. What is this? Oh, I did that already. Talked about when I'm first and when I'm right at the same time. Let's talk about me for a minute. You guys don't know that song because you guys don't have any fucking good taste in music. Pretty sure I told you guys a while back that I was reading a book called Medea, which was edited by Harlan Ellison, and a bunch of science fiction writers came together and they created a world, and then they wrote stories that take place in that world. It's a 500-page book. And the first part was their discussion, where they sort of built the world and all this other stuff. And then the following was all of their stories. So the short stories, here it is. The short stories went from page, god damn it, 188 all the way to 5. That's like 300 pages of short stories. Pretty disappointing, considering that these are like the greats of the science fiction world. I mean, the authors in this book. We got Jack Williamson, Larry Niven, Harlan Ellison, Frederick Pohl, Hal Clement, Thomas M. Dietsch, Frank Herbert, Paul Anderson, Kate Wilhelm. They actually said in here that after we started writing, we realized we didn't have any women, so we went and got a woman author. So they actually admitted that Kate Wilhelm only has a story in this book because of affirmative action. I didn't even bother to attempt reading her story. A number of the stories I started, and then, you know, like I, and this is what I like about short story books. You start reading it, you give it 5, 6, 7 pages. If it doesn't grab you, you just go to the next short story. I skipped at least half of the stories in this book because they were not that good. Theodore Sturgeon and Robert Silverberg.
Jew!
Anyway, the only two stories that were really good were Theodore Sturgeon's story, Why Dolphins Don't Bite, and Robert Silverberg, his story, Waiting for the Earthquake. Those were the only two stories that had me sitting there thinking, hey, I actually care about this character. I wonder what's going to happen next, because this is really fascinating writing and good storytelling, and I'm intrigued by where this is going to go because I don't know how it's going to end. The rest of it was pretty fucking lame, considering that I've had that 500-page book since, I don't know, when the fuck was this written? All right, great one. You told us this last time. Well, if you remember, fucking remind me. 19. That came out then. So, I mean, early 80s. There it is, 85. I've been lugging this book around since 1985. Finally read it. Kind of disappointed. Thing I'm reading now for recreation, as opposed to anything about how the world's going to hell in a handbasket and any shit like that, I am reading, I talked about this recently, the Buck Rogers TV show. There's a book called Buck Rogers in the 25th Century, a TV Companion by Patrick, I'm going to fuck this guy's name up, Jenkins, squeeze something, J-A-N-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z. I have no idea how to pronounce that. But you can get this book on Amazon.com if you're interested in reading about Buck Rogers in the 25th Century, behind the scenes. It's got interviews with people, yada, yada, yada. It's a good book. It's a really good book so far. I'm enjoying it. I just want to read to you this little bit right here. So Gil Gerard, who played Buck Rogers, was friends with Bill Clinton. When Buck Rogers in the 25th century briefly played in theaters in 1979, it had its world premiere in Little Rock, Arkansas, with then-governor slash future president of the United States, Bill Clinton, in attendance. There, Clinton and Gerard formed a lifelong friendship. Quote, this is Aaron Gray talking. Aaron Gray is, just in case you haven't heard the great one say this enough times, the hottest woman who has ever lived. Aaron Gray says, quote, Buck premiered in Little Rock, where Gil is from, and we all flew back for it. That's where I met Bill Clinton, who was governor and came to the premiere. I really thought it was odd that the governor of Arkansas was making eyes at me in front of his wife and my husband. I was an attractive girl, used to guys hitting on me, but this seemed inappropriate. Bill couldn't help himself. He was pretty clearly coming on to me. He kind of slimed on me. A real good old boy, come on. Unquote. Oh, Hillary's husband. I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, if Aaron Gray showed up, I'd fucking slime all over her too. Oh, I love it. Love it. Speaking of slime, see, I did this. Yep. Clinton Slime. Write that on my notes. Movies. So I have watched farther into the movie The Foreigner with Jackie Chan, about an hour 15 minutes into it. I can see, because I watched this movie because Aaron Clary said it was a good flick. And, yeah, I mean, Aaron Clary's taste in movies, I mean, sometimes the man's never fucking seen Dr. Strangelove, so we can't really take his word for too much. But I thought, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. Not to mention the fact that he thinks Cowboy Bebop is a good series. So he's got that going against him also. I'm actually watching Cowboy Bebop also. I have that DVD from Netflix. Anyhow, so far, yeah, this is a damn good movie. This is a real... Oh, I was going to talk about this shit. This is a really good movie. Anyway, we'll get to that. It's a really good movie. So unless it takes a drastic downturn in the future, I can recommend this. Jackie Chan is a badass motherfucker. And yeah, there's some throwing down, and it's good. It's really, really good. All right, let's do this. So I'll wait until I've completely finished the movie. Plus, I was going to kind of rant about some stuff and then take, well, this movie, blah, 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 and take it places. But I'm just not in a ranty mood. I'm really not. This is from... It doesn't matter where this is from. So there's some chick. Her name was Ellie Suter. And apparently she was a snowboarder. So she could get on a piece of... Fiberglass. She could stand on a piece of fiberglass and slide down the side of a mountain on the snow. And I'm supposed to care about this and get excited. And apparently she died on her 18th birthday. And I'm reading this and blah, blah, blah. Ellie wanted to blah... Oh, he added the missed flight. So apparently she killed herself because she missed an airplane. And that meant she didn't get to go training with some other people. And it says here, quote, she felt she let them down, felt she let me down. And just tragically, it takes one silly little thing like that to tip someone over the edge because there's a lot of pressure on children. Blah, blah, blah. This is the person. I'm pretty sure this is her father. It doesn't really matter who this person is because the person's an idiot, but I think it's her father. The quote continues, mental health awareness needs to be really looked at and made more public. I have lost my best friend, my total buddy. She was my rock, unquote. This was his best friend. Wait, who is saying this? It is her father. You know, maybe you fathers should try raising your children to not be such fucking snowflakes. Did your stupid fuck... And I don't have sympathy for this stupid chick killing herself. This is what natural selection looks like. Okay? She killed herself because she missed an airplane. And so she couldn't go and train to slide down snow on a piece of fiberglass. She couldn't go and train with someone. Was she aware that there's more than one airplane in existence? That maybe she could have taken the next airplane. Maybe she could have slid down the snow somewhere else. Like, if you're 18 years old and this is something that you're killing yourself over, I mean, don't get me wrong, she did let people down. I mean, she's white. She let the entire white race down. She let women down. She let any men who might have potentially her in the future down, just like her father did also by raising her to be such a terribly worthless person. But it's just a little natural selection. What's the big fucking deal here? Mental health awareness. How about snowflake awareness. I mean, is this really? I don't know. Wait, hang on. Let me try something here. What's this chick's name? I'll type something into Google. It'll have to be true. Whatever comes up, it will be true. Yeah. She was in a good mood before her death. That's what it says here. Oh, okay, here we go. She killed herself in the wood. Yeah, what was her cause of death? What was her cause of death? Blah blah. She took her own life. Yes, thank you. Her dad said a missed flight to training abroad might have caused her suicide. So in other words, we don't really know. We're just blaming it on missing an airplane. He said his daughter's history of mental health issues, coupled with the stresses of elite level sports. Yes, because boy, sliding down that mountain on the snow is so difficult. So if she's got all this stress in elite level sports, well, where the fuck are her parents? She's got these mental illnesses. Okay. Where'd her DNA come from? Who was she raised by? How is it that kids these days all have all these fucking mental illnesses? I realize I'm old and everything, but when I was a kid, you know how many kids I knew? Like when I was in high school, you know how many kids I knew had mental illnesses? Zero. Why, mentally ill. She had the stress. Oh my God, the stress of being a fucking blonde white girl who slides down the snow on a fucking board made out of fiberglass and gets paid money for it. Oh my God. I mean, if you can't handle that, how in the fuck are you gonna go through life? There's nothing I love more than hearing rich people. I mean, she wasn't rich yet, but she was probably gonna be if she kept along. I mean, were they starving to death? Were they like living in fucking Kinney's neighborhood and using Irish Spring soap to bathe because they couldn't afford any good stuff? Blah, 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 there's pressure on her, blah, 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 it's a sad time, blah, 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 everybody's still in shock. Really? How could you be in shock? Were you people not paying any attention to your daughter? I mean, did kids just fucking kill themselves off without the slightest indication that this might be coming? Your daughter's pre-existing mental health issues may have contributed. No, your fucking shitty parenting is what really contributed. We had planned on a birth, whoop-de-doo. Oh, now, of course, there's the fucking GoFundMe campaign where you can give money. Give money! You know, yeah, yeah! Give us money! Our daughter's dead. Give us money so that we can raise awareness about mental health issues. That's what it's about. Where is it over here? Blah, blah, blah. Her family have set up a foundation in her name to help young winter sports athletes needing financial support. She was always smiling, always wanting to do stuff, but a completely different person when she was on a snowboard. Oh boy. Yeah, she just had shitty parenting. And she had fucking mental illnesses. Because everybody today is a snowflake. And all the kids got to have their fucking mental illnesses. And the wah to the wah to the wah wah wah. So just one more big thank you to all you fathers out there who are raising your daughters to be these fragile, broken little snowflakes. And just making it that much more difficult. Or maybe it's easier. I don't know. Maybe it should be easier. Trying to bang the broken ones because they're broken? I don't know. It's like, is it harder to bang them because they're broken? Or easier to bang them because they're broken? Because they have daddy issues. I'm not really sure yet. Anyhow.